presented by Amazon.
Hey, good morning, Playbookers. It's Wednesday, June 16th. I'm Raghav Manavolan, and this is your Politico Playbook Daily Briefing. The big news today, President Joe Biden is scheduled to meet Russian President Vladimir Putin for some 5 hours of talks in Geneva starting at 7:10 a.m. Eastern. Sounds like an early start, but if the pass is any guide, Putin will pull his favorite power move and delay the meeting to keep Biden waiting around. But those sorts of petty moves are already being anticipated by Team Biden. While Putin, who has been in power for 22 years, is used to messing with previous U.S. presidents early in their terms, Biden is the first one with whom he has a prior relationship. Today's agenda: cyber warfare, ransomware, the new START treaty, Syria, Ukraine, climate change, human rights, sanctions, and a potential return of ambassadors. Maybe they should start that meeting on time today. One note, Biden has refused the customary joint press conference after the summit. Advisors view it as an opportunity for Putin to showboat and, as he's done before, simply make up stuff that was never said or agreed to in the meeting. Both men will actually hold solo news conferences instead. Putin first, then Biden, who will speak to reporters at a nearby hotel before heading back to Washington this evening. Biden aides are keeping expectations low. Here's what one senior administration official told us. We're not expecting a big set of deliverables out of this meeting. We're seeking three basic things. First, a clear set of taskings about areas where working together can advance our national interest and make the world safer. Second, a clear laydown of the areas of America's vital national interests, where Russian activities that run counter to those interests will be met with a response. And third, a clear explication of the president's vision for American values and our national priorities. The New York Times says that Putin wants respect and Biden might oblige. There was little expectation that the Geneva summit will radically reframe the relationship between Russia and the United States. But there is hope in Russia, among both supporters and critics of Mr. Putin, that it will at least stop its downward spiral. The Wall Street Journal sees the summit as a test of Biden's bid to rally Western allies. President Biden's first overseas trip in office has focused on demonstrating renewed amity between the U.S. and its allies in the face of autocracies, a show of unity that will be tested during Wednesday's summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. In case you were wondering, there will be breaks during the summit, but no actual meals. A senior administration official told us that there may be some water, tea, or coffee, but, quote, no breaking of bread. Here's a rundown of the latest in infrastructure talks. The list of progressives is saying no to a tentative bipartisan deal, at least one that wouldn't include assurances from Senators Manchin and Sinema that they'd back a reconciliation bill later, is seemingly snowballing by the hour. By Tuesday, Ed Markey, Jeff Merkley, Pramila Jayapal, Elizabeth Warren, and Kirsten Gillibrand joined with Bernie Sanders in opposition. Meanwhile, the agreement is gaining steam among GOP senators. Politico has new details on the tentative agreement. $315 billion would come from public-private partnerships. $120 billion would come from unspent coronavirus relief money. The plan would also include gas tax indexing, something Democrats say they will reject. A source close to negotiations said that the pay-fors are still fluid. Senator Chuck Schumer on Tuesday tried to temper down concerns from the left by laying out an aggressive timeline. He said the chamber would pass a budget resolution, unlocking reconciliation, and a possible bipartisan deal in July. But as we mentioned on Monday, Democrats aren't letting go of the idea of wanting a guarantee from Manchin and Sinema. The problem is, they don't seem to be getting it. Here's the agenda for Washington today, starting with the White House. The president has already received his daily brief, still to come today. Vice President Harris will meet at 11:15 a.m. Eastern with Democratic members of the Texas legislature who walked out to block a bill restricting voting last month. The Senate is in today. The House will meet at 10 a.m. And here's a fun one. The Natural Resources Committee will hold a hearing on Puerto Rico's self-determination and statehood bills at 1 p.m. That's all I've got for you today. For more news on what's breaking in D.C. right now, subscribe to the Playbook newsletter at politico.com/playbook. Our music is composed by Break Master Cylinder. Have a great Wednesday. I'll see you tomorrow morning.
The federal minimum wage has been stuck at $7.25 an hour since 2009. In the same time, food and beverage costs have increased 18%. Transportation costs up 16%, housing costs up 23%, and medical costs up 32%. In 2018, Amazon introduced a starting wage of at least $15 an hour for all U.S. employees. A new, independent study found that Amazon's wage increase produced a 2.6% increase in the average hourly wage among other employers in the same market. Learn more at aboutamazon.com/15.